Blog Talk Radio.
They took your fan from you and left you there grieving. Put bands on you with no time for bereavement. Ran scams on you, took away your achievements. But your baby still stand for you, though they lock us down in the precinct. Shot us down, 8 shots in the back, still hanging from the trees. That was just recent. They pillaged our land, left you there bleeding. Murdered your baby and left you there screaming. Divided your substance and gave it to the heathen. Said that we unfair, but they continue cheating. Said that we faithless, but they not believing. I am Zion, but they still deceiving. I gotta prove, but they don't need a reason. But y'all strength, there's no competing. Zion is restored, the holy season. Sadiq sacrifices, the time of feasting. Yahakol loosed our chains, it's time for releasing. Loosed our chains, it's time for releasing.
We gonna be free, yeah. And praise the Almighty, come on.
We gonna be free, we gonna be free, yes. And magnify the Almighty, yeah. Y'all hear the saints calling that they can't breathe. They slain by the wicked police. Yet your garments Zion, they beautiful. Clothe yourselves in peace and just dust the dirt off your shoulders. Live in truth and get bolder and bolder. Live in justice and get bolder and bolder. Live in judgment and get bolder and bolder. Y'all's gonna deliver us soon. Babylon is over. I'm headed to the holy city, the holy city. The city of David, the holy city. Hazion, the holy city. Yerushalayim is the holy city. I'm headed to the holy city, the holy city. I'm headed to the holy city, the holy city.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise the mighty Yah. Shalom. And giving all praises to the mighty Yah. For Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Welcome to another beautiful broadcast of Nothing But the Truth. I will be your host this evening. I am Morey Ishia Yisrael from the House of Israel of Cincinnati, here to bring nothing but the truth. We like to say shalom and praise the mighty Yah to all of our viewing audience who has tuned in to us. For we know the only reason that you are listening is for your great fear towards the mighty Yah. And we're going to speak about the mighty Yah this evening and his truth. For Yahweh is the only Elohim, the only judge, the only lawgiver, the only savior and redeemer of Israel and the world, and the only king. There is none else beside Yah. He is our only Elohim. He is the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. He is the great creator, the Most High, and the Elohim of the heavens. And we give praises unto the Most High and thanks to the Creator. And this is what we will be discussing. Praise and thanks. For we are in a season in which praise and thanks is ordered amongst Yah's people. And what season am I speaking of? We are in the seventh month of the years of Yah. And in the seventh month, which is a very holy month, which is a Sabbath month, where Yahweh has us celebrate multiple Sabbaths. In this month, the Most High commands that we keep a day of blowing of trumpets to Him on the first day of the seventh month. And what do we do on the first day of the seventh month? Well, let me show you what the Most High told us to do. In the book of Nehemiah, the ninth chapter, the eighth chapter, when our people kept the day of blowing, it states in verse 8, it says, So they read in the book of the law of Elohim distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. And Nehemiah, which is the Tirshatha, and Ezra the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, this day is holy unto Yahweh your Elohim. Mourn not, nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our master. Be ye sorry, for the joy of Yah is your strength. So the Levites stilled all the people, saying, hold your peace, for this day is holy, neither be ye grieved. And all the people went their way to eat and to drink, and to send portions, and to make great mirth, because they had understood the words that were declared. So you see, the people on the day of blowing went and was rejoicing in the Most High and eating the fat and drinking the sweet, hearing the words of the law and rejoicing in the Almighty. As it states earlier in the verse, in the chapter, it says that the people bless the Most High. Because this is what you do on this day. You praise the Creator. You rejoice in Him. And then on the 10th day of this month, the Almighty commanded us to keep a day of atonement in which we were to humble ourselves and seek Yahweh through fasting and sackcloth, ashes upon our head, the affliction of our souls, seeking the Creator for His mercy that He may wipe and wash away our iniquities, our transgressions, and our sins. And then what? After the Most High has given us a whole year, given us 7 months, how does the Most High, and what does the Most High want us to do? Well, it says in the same book, Nehemiah, in the 8th chapter on the 14th verse, it says, and they found written in the law which Yahweh commanded by Moses, that your children of Israel should dwell in booths, in the feast of the seventh month, and that they should publish and proclaim in all their cities and in Jerusalem, saying, go forth unto the mount and fetch olive branches and pine branches and myrtle branches and palm branches and branches of thick trees to make booths, as it is written. So the people went forth and brought them and made themselves booths, everyone upon the roof of his house, and in their courts, and in the courts of the house of Elohim, and in the street of the water gate, and in the street of the gate of Ephraim. And all the congregation of them that were come again out of the captivity made booths, and sat under the booths. For since the days of Yeshua the son of Nun, unto that day had not the children of Israel done so. And there was very great gladness. Also day by day, from the first day unto the last day, he read in the book of the law of Elohim. And they kept the feast 7 days, and on the eighth day was a solemn assembly according to the manner. The Feast of Booths, or as you might know, the Feast of Tabernacles, or even as you might know, the Feast of Ingathering. And what do you do at this time? You're thanking the Most High. You're praising the Most High. And that is what this time is for. To give praise and thanks unto the Creator. As a matter of fact, the Most High wants you to always make sure you know how to praise Him and thank Him. You go to the book of Exodus, the 23rd chapter, looking in the 14th verse, where it says, 3 times thou shalt keep a feast unto me in the year. Thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread. And what do we do in the feast of unleavened bread? You're praising the Most High. The Most High delivered the children of Israel in this time. And he deserves praise, honor, glory, recognition. Because that's what praise is. When you praise something, you shed light on it. You glorify in it. You make it big. You shout it out. You lift it up. And the only thing we lifting up, and the only one we lifting up, and the only one we glorifying, and the only one we want to shed light on, and the only one we want to make big, and the only one we want to shout out is Yah. Who else are you going to shout out for delivering you from the hands of bondage in the land of captivity? The Almighty Yah. And in the Feast of Unleavened Bread, you're praising the Creator for His great deliverance. And you're thanking the Most High for His mercy. 3 times in the year thou shalt keep a feast to me in the year. Verse 15, thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread. Thou shalt eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I commanded thee in the time appointed of the month of Abib. For in it thou camest out of from Egypt, and none shall appear before me empty. And the feast of harvest, the first fruits of thy labors, which thou hast sown in the field. Yes. You keep the Feast of Weeks, as it is also called, because you got to praise Yahweh. Because when is the Feast of Weeks? The Feast of Weeks, it occurs. It is actually the 4th holy day Yahweh commanded us to keep. The first holy day Yahweh commanded us to keep is the Shabbat day. Letting you know you got to praise Yah first. How does the Shabbat day teach you you have to praise Yah first? Well, the Shabbat day happens to be the 4th commandment. What does that mean? Well, if you've been listening to our teachings, you would know that the fourth represents Yah's praise. How do we know that the fourth represents Yahweh's praise? If you hold this Exodus 23, just to show you a quick reference point, but in the book of Genesis, the 29th chapter, you read the 35th verse, it says, "And she conceived again and bare a son. And she said, now will I praise Yah. Therefore she called his name Yehudah and left bearing. And who was Yehudah? He was the fourth son of Yaakov, of Jacob, and Leah. He was the fourth born. What does Yehudah or Judah mean? It means praises. What did Leah say she would do once she had her fourth son? She will praise Yah. Because the order of four, the fourth, is ordered for praise. And Yahweh begins things with praise. He teaches us that we have to praise him first. And the first holy day we're to keep is the fourth commandment, the Shabbat day. Not only is the fourth commandment the Shabbat day, but the Shabbat day is the seventh day of the week, which is in the end of the week, the last day of the week. And when you have completed something, when you've received a gift, because life is a gift, waking up every day, it's a gift. At the end, what should you do? You thank the Most High. You thank him for giving you all that he has given you. So not only does the Shabbat day teach you to praise him, which you should be doing, but you also have to thank him. Because you give thanks when you're dealing with something that's been completed. So you have the first holy day, which is the Shabbat day. You also have the second holy day, which is the Passover. And the third holy day, which is the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and the fourth holy day, which is the Feast of Harvest or the Feast of Weeks. And why the fourth holy day? Because you got to learn to praise Yah. And what is the Feast of Weeks about? Well, you see it says here in Exodus 23, verse 16, and the Feast of Harvest, the first fruits of thy labors. The what fruits? The first fruits. What does that indicate? It indicates it's the beginning of something. The beginning of what? The beginning of your harvest. And what do we have to do? Praise Yah. Because Yahweh has taught us to praise him and to thank him. And are we to just go about our days and our nights and not learning and not knowing the proper way to praise the Most High? And not just the proper way, but the proper time. Everything is better when it is in its time, when it is in place. Everything works much better. Let me show you something real quick about that. Let me find the right verse. Go to the book of Proverbs 25, verse 11. But hold that Exodus 23. But go to the book of Proverbs 25. Proverbs 25, verse 11, It says, a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pictures of silver. That's beautiful. Letting you know that something that comes at the right time, something that is said at the right moment, is like apples. An apple is a beautiful fruit. Apple is a fruit with all kind of goodness in it. That's why I don't know why they try to use an apple to represent the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, when an apple is a beautiful thing. And I've never received the desire to know the difference between good and evil when eating an apple. But an apple will heal your headache. An apple will clean your teeth. An apple will heal your sickness. An apple is a beautiful thing. So if a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pictures of silver. Something just awesome. Gold, dealing with the light. Gold is a beautiful order, dealing with light in pictures of silver. And silver is represented by Yah's name. How much more beautiful can you get? And that's what, how it is when something is done right. And we've been praising Yah in the wrong times and out of order. Sometimes you might be praising Yah when you should be thanking him. And you're thanking him when you should be praising him. And it might sound like, well, ain't thanking him and praising him the same thing? No. If it was the same thing, then why would we use two different words for it? Why would we say, let's give praise and thanks? Yahweh already showing us that you got to praise him in the beginning. The Feast of Weeks or the Feast of Harvest of the First Fruits of your labors, which is the fourth holy day Yah commanded us, is for the beginning of your harvest. Matter of fact, what week is the Feast of Weeks even in your year? That's why you got to know your weeks. If you don't know your weeks, you won't be able to see Yahweh's beauty. And I'll tell you what week it is. It's the 11th week. And what is the 11th week? The 11 is the order of four, because Yahweh wants his praise. And it says here back in Exodus 23, and we'll deal more on that Feast of Weeks, but it says here in Exodus 23, verse 16, and the Feast of Harvest, the first fruits of thy labors, which thou hast sown in the field, and the Feast of Ingathering, which is in the end of the year, when thou hast gathered in thy labors out of the field three times in the year. All thy males shall appear before Yahweh, your Elohim. Thou shalt not suffer blood of thy sacrifice with leavened bread, neither shall the fat of my sacrifice remain until the morning. The first of the first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring into the house of Yahweh, thy Elohim. Thou shalt not see the kid in his mother's milk. So the first of the first fruits of your land, you're to bring it into the house of Yah. Why? Because you got to praise the Most High. If you go to the book of Leviticus 23, and this is the law of Yah. We're reading out of the book of the law. Did you know that Yah's law was this profound, had this much beautiful wisdom in it, could teach you the proper time praise him and thank him. In Leviticus 23, let's get right to it. If you go to verse 15 or verse 12, it says, "And ye shall offer that day when ye wave the sheaf and he lamb without blemish of the first year for a burnt offering unto Yah. And the meat offering thereof shall be of 2/10 deals of fine flour mingled with oil. An offering made by fire unto Yahweh for a sweet savor, and the drink offering thereof shall be of wine, the fourth part of a hin. And ye shall eat neither bread, nor parched corn, nor green ears, until the selfsame day that you have brought an offering unto Yahweh your Elohim. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings." Speaking of the Feast of Weeks, you can't even eat of your new grain, of your new harvest, until you wave the sheaf, until you rise it up and raise it up to the Most High for praise, till you bring it to his house and praise him for the beginning of your harvest. And then it says in verse 15, "And ye shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath." What Sabbath? This is in the beginning of the year. What Sabbath? Which one? Well, if you know Yah's times, you know that in the beginning of the year, which you already just started even growing things, it's not even ripe yet. You can't do it that Sabbath. It's not even ripe yet. Then on the 10th day of the month, you got to bring out the lamb to keep up for the Passover. So we're not harvesting anything at this time. This is going to be Passover. Now you had a Passover. Then the day after the Passover, it's the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And you can't eat parched corn or green. You can't eat that. It's unleavened bread. You can't even deal with that stuff. It's unleavened bread that you got to be eating. And that goes on for 7 days. And Yahweh already said you got to go appear before him in the Feast of Unleavened Bread. So you know he's not talking about that Sabbath. Then the Feast of Unleavened Bread is over on the 21st. So it's, if you use proper deduction, it's got to be after that Sabbath. And then you have to count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete. Even unto the morrow after the 7th Sabbath shall ye number 50 days. And ye shall offer a new meat offering unto Yah. And that's 7 weeks. And if you do the math, if you do the count, that would be in your 11th week of the year. In the order of 4, that's praise. And you have to praise Yahweh with your first fruits. If you look in a book of Deuteronomy, the 11th chapter, in Deuteronomy chapter 11, let's see, if you go to 10, it starts reading here, "For the land whither thou goest to possess it is not as the land of Egypt from whence ye came out, where thou sowest thy seed and waterest it with thy foot, as a garden of herbs. But the land whither ye go to possess it is a land of hills and valleys, and drinketh water of the rain of heaven. A land which Yahweh thy Elohim careth for, The eyes of Yahweh the Elohim are always upon it, from the beginning of the year, even unto the end of the year. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love Yahweh your Elohim, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season. The first rain. And what should you do with the first rain? Praise Yah. You want to start off positive. You want to start off with good vibrations. You want to start off with good energy, lifting up the Most High, because he's giving you rain in its due season. So you give him praises for that first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thy oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, and thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other Elohim and worship them. And then Yahweh's wrath be kindled against you, and shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, and lest ye perish quickly from off the good land which Yahweh giveth thee. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that ye may be as frontless between your eyes. And ye shall teach them diligently unto your children, speaking of them then when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way. So you got to see that you can't forget the Most High. What do you do when you're full? You thank him. You thank the Most High for what he's done for you. You thank the Almighty for blessing you in that good land that you didn't even have to do anything for. You didn't get that land because of your righteousness. Look at this. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, it says, verse 10, when thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless Yahweh thy Elohim for the good land which he hath given thee. When you're full, now you got to bless him. Just thanking somebody is a good word of blessing. Thank you. Thank you. May you be blessed for it. May abundance come to you. May goodness flow to you. Thank you, Yahweh. Thank you, Almighty. May blessings continuously be upon you. Why? Because he blessed you. So you bless him. He says, beware that thou forget not thy Elohim in keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Least when thou art eaten and art full, and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thy heart be lifted up, and thou forget Yahweh thy Elohim, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. You forget him, then you don't thank him. You're not thanking him. But Yahweh commanded us to thank him, to show gratitude, so we wouldn't forget that he is our power, that he is our Elohim, that he is our creator, that he is our savior, and that he is our redeemer. He is the one that has helped us and delivered us and saved us and gave us all this greatness. And you see, that's exactly why we're in captivity today, because we were just rude. Isn't that what you say to somebody when they don't give you a thank you? When you say, here you go. Here's this blessing. And they just take it And what do you say? Rude. That's rude. What do you teach your children? And didn't it say you should teach your children this? Well, yeah, you got to teach your children how to be polite, how to be gracious. You got to teach your children how to thank the Most High. You might have been taught like I was led to believe that you should just praise Yahweh after you eat. No, you got to praise Yah before you eat and thank Yahweh after you eat and praise Him again. Because the Most High is the only one who deserves our praise and thanks. So if it's after you've been blessed with all this goodness, you got to thank Him. Well, look what it says here in the book of Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter. And in Deuteronomy 16, we'll start reading in verse 8, where it says, 6 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, and on the seventh day shall be a solemn assembly unto Yahweh thy Elohim, and thou shalt do no work therein. 7 weeks shall thou number unto thee. Begin to number the 7 weeks from such time as thou beginnest to put the sickle to the corn. And thou shalt keep the feast of weeks unto Yahweh thy Elohim with a tribute of freewill offering of thy hand, which thou shalt give unto Yahweh thy Elohim according as Yahweh thy Elohim hath blessed thee. And thou shalt rejoice before Yahweh thy Elohim, thou and thy son, and thy daughter, and thy manservant, and thy maidservant, and the Levite that is within thy gates, and the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow that are among you, in the place which Yahweh thy Elohim have chosen to place His name there. See, you got to praise Him. And that's one of the definitions of praise, is to rejoice. That's also one of the definitions of Chag or feast, because these holy days that you got to appear before Yahweh, in the Hebrew language, is called Chag. And one of the definitions of Chag is to be giddy, is to celebrate, is to rejoice. And when you're praising and thanking the Most High, you can't do nothing but rejoice, but be happy about what Yahweh has done for you, and what Yahweh is doing for you, and what Yahweh will do for you. So the Most High wants you to rejoice in Him. That's why the first holy day of the seventh month starts out with praising Him and being joyful in Him and rejoicing and praising and lifting up all the goodness that He has done, is doing, and will do. And in verse 12 or 13 it says, and thou shalt observe the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days. After that thou hast gathered in thy corn and thy wine, and thou shalt rejoice in thy feast, thou and thy son and thy daughter and thy manservant and thy maidservant and the Levite, the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow that are within thy gates. 7 days shalt thou keep a solemn feast unto Yah, thy Elohim, in the place which Yah shall choose, because Yahweh the Elohim shall bless thee in all thine increase and in all the works of thine hands. Therefore thou shalt surely rejoice. And what do you think you're going to do then? You're going to thank him. You're going to thank the Most High. Because you now you had all this increase. You did this work and you brought in. You started off praising him. You started off praising him and letting him know, because I'm praising you, because you gave me the power to do this work, I'm going to praise you. And I want these praises to hear, be heard by you, Yah, that you send down blessings. And then he blesses you. And then you thank him. You thank him after he blessed you. And you praise him again. And you continuously rejoice in the Most High and thank him for what he has done. Because now your work is finished. Now you can show gratitude. Now you can show graciousness and show that you're grateful. And how else do you show it? With the Levite, with the stranger, with the fatherless, with the widow. Why? Because they are the ones that need the help. The Levite, he doesn't have an inheritance like you. He doesn't get to go out there and work the way you get to work and make all that money and get all that increase. He has to work for the Most High. He has to go and help all the people of Yah and all the people that come to him. And you think that people are grateful to the Levites? That's why he teaches you to thank him. And the fatherless and the widow who need your help. You're bringing in your increase and you're thanking Yahweh in the beginning and in the ending. Verse 16 says, three times in the year shall all thy males appear before Yahweh thy Elohim in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear before Yahweh empty. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of Yah, the Elohim, which he hath given thee. You got to praise him. You got to thank him. Because the Most High, what you going to do in the end? You're going to give thanks. If you go to Psalms 35, and you start reading, verse 17, it says, Yahweh, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destructions, my darling from the lions. I will give you thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. You got to give them thanks and praise. Because he's rescued you. Because he's saved you. That's when you give the Most High his thanks and you give him his praise. When else are you going to do it? When else are you going to go into the congregation and thank Yah? On the Sabbath day, when the thing has come to a completion, when thou art eaten and are filled, when you have brought in your increase. Because if you think that it was you that brought all this, or you let somebody else tell you it was someone else, then you start talking about someone else. Then you start talking about a false deity and thanking somebody that had nothing to do with anything Yahweh done showed you. Let's see what else the Most High told you to give him thanks. Go to Psalms 92. Go to Psalms 92. Start reading in verse 1. It says, "It is a good thing to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High." That's what you do. You give him thanks because he's helped you, because he's made you whole, because he's completed you, because he's given you something and blessed you and rescued you and woke you up and saved you. And you thank him. And you praise him. Verse 2 says, "To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, and upon the harp with the solemn sound. For Yah, thou, Yah, has made me glad. Through thy work I will triumph in the works of thy hands." See, this is what you're giving them thanks and praises for. Praises and thanks. Look in Psalms 100. Verse 4 says in Psalms 100, verse 4, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving." When do you go into Yah's gates? On the Sabbath day. Which is what time? At the end of the week. When the week has come to an end. "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise." Why? Because it's the fourth commandment. It's when you praise the Most High and give him his honor. "Be thankful unto him and bless his name." Don't you see? You got to thank Yahweh and you got to praise Yahweh. You got to praise Yahweh and you got to thank Yahweh. Go to Psalms 106. Start at the first verse. It says, "Praise ye Yah. O give thanks unto Yah, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." What do you mean he's good? Why are you thanking him because he's good? You're thanking him because he's good, because when someone or something is good, they're complete, they're whole. They made you whole. They made you complete. So you got to thank them. What do you think the Feast of Tabernacles is trying to show you? Look in the book of Leviticus 23. See, this is why we got to not only praise Yah, but you got to thank Yah. Because Yahweh done allowed you to be straight. Allowed you to be good. Did you eat? Well, thank Yahweh. Before you ate and you saw that food before you, did you praise him? When you woke up, did you praise him and thank him? Before the day ends, are you thanking him and praising him? The year begins, are you praising him and thanking him? The year is come to an end. What you going to do? You got to thank him. Look in Leviticus 23, verse 37, which says, "These are the feasts of Yah, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, to offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh, a burnt offering and a meat offering, a sacrifice, a drink offering, thing upon his altar on his day, beside the Sabbaths of Yahweh, and beside your gifts, and beside all your vows, and beside all your freewill offerings, which ye shall give unto Yahweh." Verse 39, "Also, in the 15th day of the 7th month, when ye have gathered in the fruit of the land, ye shall keep a feast unto Yah 7 days. On the first day shall be a Sabbath, and on the eighth day shall be a Sabbath. And ye shall take you on the first day boughs of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, and the boughs of thick trees, and willows of the brook. Ye shall rejoice before Yah, your Elohim, 7 days. And ye shall keep it a feast unto Yahweh 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. Ye shall celebrate it in the seventh month. Ye shall dwell in booths 7 days. All that are Israelites born shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am Yahweh your Elohim. Why does Yahweh want you to remember that our people dwelt in booths? He wants you to remember who you need to thank for getting them out of it, Egypt, out of slavery. And by dwelling in booths, you're experiencing just a little bit of what the children of Israel experienced for 40 years. They dwelt in booths. They were humbled and dwelt in booths. And all they had was Yah. And that's who they had to praise, and that's who they had to thank. And at the end of the year, you dwell in booths, you humble yourself, and you thank the Most High for the blessings he done gave you in the whole year. And if you look in Psalms 118, because we got to understand that you start off praising Yah, and you complete it by praising and thanking the Most High. You can't go throughout your days and your years and ignore the Most High. And in Psalms 118, it says in verse 1, where it says, "Oh, give thanks unto Yahweh, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever." You gotta not only start out praising him and thanking him. Why both? Because you praise him in the beginning, and you thank him because whenever you're coming into the beginning of something, like a new day, what did he just allow you to get through? He allowed you to get through a night. So you thank him also. He gave you something, and he's starting you off with something. Yahweh does this time. It's a cycle that we have to acknowledge. That's why if you read the same chapter where it stays, starts saying, reading in verse 19, it says, "Open to me the gates of righteousness, and I will go into them, and I will praise Yah." When the gates are open. "This gate of Yahweh, into which the righteous shall enter, I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refuse is become the headstone of the corner. This is Yahweh's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which Yahweh hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Yahweh. O Yahweh, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of Yah. We have blessed you out of the house of Yah. Elohim is Yahweh, which have showed us light." You hear that? It's the Most High that shows you light. That's why you praise him. "Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto horns of the altar. Thou art my Elohim, and I will praise thee. Thou art my Elohim, and I will exalt thee. Oh, give thanks unto Yahweh, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." Why every time you see "give thanks to Yah," it's because he's good. It's because he's whole. It's because he's complete. It's because when it's at the end, when it's at the completion of something, you gotta give him thanks. It's because it's when at the beginning of something, you got to give them praise. When you open into the gates, you're singing praise. Look here in the book of Isaiah, the 26th chapter. In Isaiah chapter 26, and don't you know songs are forms of praise? That's why Yahweh wants you to sing to him when you come into his gates. Sing praises unto Yahweh when you come into his gates. And in Isaiah 26, verse 1, it says, "In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Yehuda. We have a strong city. Salvation will Elohim appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in." See, when you're coming in, you're coming in singing to the Most High. When you're going out, you're going out singing thanks to the Most High. Because Yahweh wants his praise and he wants his thanks. And when are you going to do it? You're going to do it in its proper time. You're going to do it in the beginning. You're going to do it in the ending. Because this is what Yahweh desires. Look in Isaiah. I believe I want the 40th chapter of Isaiah. I want the 41st chapter of Isaiah. Missed. What is that scripture? Hold on a second. They done lost me for a second. That's why I keep this thing with me. Isaiah 42. Isaiah 42, verse 8. I had my head stuck in Isaiah 40 and 41, but I should have been thinking of 42. And look what it says in Isaiah 42, verse 8. It says, "I am Yahweh, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images." And the reason why the heathens continuously attempt to get your mind off of the Creator with their folly days is because they don't want you giving Yahweh his praise, and they don't want you giving Yahweh his thanks. Just look, every Moray Elisha, my teacher, the late Moray Elisha, used to say everything that Yahweh got, the enemies, the heathens, have a counterfeit. So just look at Yahweh's holy days. Yahweh has the Sabbath day. And when is the Sabbath day? At the end of the week. Why does Yahweh have the Sabbath day at the end of the week? The commandment says, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall you labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh." You hear that? After you've done all that work, now the Sabbath day, it's Yah's day, and you got to go and thank him. But the heathens have the first day, Sunday. And what they want you to do? They want you to start out the week praising a false deity. Yahweh said, "Yahweh is his name, and his glory he will not give to another, neither his praise unto graven images." You can't praise. Yahweh doesn't tell you to praise some false deity on the first day of the week, but they got to have a counterfeit. They got to have a counterfeit. Yahweh has the Passover, a time that you had to slaughter a lamb and take the blood and put it on your doorpost. So Yahweh will pass over your house, and he won't take your firstborn son, but he passed over all of the Hebrews' houses because the blood was on the doorpost. And then he slew all the firstborn of the Egyptians. So they got a counterfeit now, and they call it Easter. And what is Easter? It's when they have you celebrate the death of the Christ of the New Testament. It's when you're supposed to eat his body and drink his blood, so you now can be covered in the blood of this false deity. Everything that Yah got, they got a counterfeit. Now, Yahweh's Passover, it would have you remember his name. It would have you think upon his name and thank him. But now they want you to thank some false deity. Then you got the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which goes along with this Easter day. They done put them together because they want you to eat these wafers. It's part of eating his body. Everything Yahweh got, the heathen got, a counterfeit. Yahweh got the Feast of Weeks, where you're supposed to praise the Most High before you start eating in your harvest and bringing in your harvest and praising for the first fruits. And what does the heathen want you to do? What does the heathen want you to do at this time? They got all kind of different folly days in the middle of their year, from Easter to Memorial Day, to all kind of days they got you trying to glorify somebody else so you can praise and think about someone else instead of the Most High. And just like at the end of Yah's year, the heathen at the end of their year, they give you a harvest day. But what they bringing in? What is their harvest bringing in? Halloween. What is Halloween harvest bringing in? What are you now supposed to be giving thanks in the harvest of the heathen, the dead? That's what Halloween is for. Used to be called Hallow's Eve, for the dead. The harvest is for the dead. Who are you thank? How do you thank the dead? And that's what their harvest is for. You'll see them in a couple weeks. They're dressing up in goons and goblin masks, giving thanks to the dead, harvesting, throwing balls of hay for the dead. Then they want you to thank, have a Thanksgiving for who? For the dead. And who are you thanking? What is a Thanksgiving? Who are you thanking? You're thanking your deities, you're thanking yourself, but you ain't thanking Yahweh. In some countries, in some places, they give thanks because they killed a bunch of black people and took over the Middle East. And in some places, they're giving thanks because they killed more black people and took over America. But whatever they're giving thanks for, it ain't got nothing to do with giving thanks to the Most High at all. And why does Yahweh want you to know what he said in Isaiah 42 and 8? Because he lets you know he doesn't give his praise to graven images. But because of what Yahweh said in the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, and in Deuteronomy 28, verse 47, It says, because thou servest not Yahweh thy Elohim with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things, therefore thou shalt serve thine enemies, which Yahweh shall send against thee in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things, and he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee. Because we didn't serve him for everything with joyfulness and gladness for this abundance, now you're thanking your enemies' gods. Now you done forgot about Yah. But he still didn't give his glory to anyone else or his praise to graven images. There's not a graven image or the doctrine of the stocks of vanities that can teach you Yah's true order, Yah's true ordinance, Yah's true judgments, to show you that, yes, there's a way to praise Yah, there's a way to thank Yah. Don't you know that you're in the season, you're in the time to thank the Most High? Just give him blessings and blessings of gratitude and thanks and praise. Because this is the time that Yahweh has given you your increase. This is the time that Yahweh has given you your fill. And when Yahweh has given you your increase, what should you do with it? Go to the book of Proverbs, the 3rd chapter. Serving Yahweh is all written out for you in his book. What do you do with all the abundance that Yah is giving you and that he will give you? And in Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, the 9th verse says, honor Yahweh with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Yes, with all this increase, you should honor the Most High. And how do you honor the Most High with your increase? What do you do with this increase that you done got? How do you honor the Creator? How do you bless him with your increase? What are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to write a note and tag it and say, I honor Yah? No. And this is very important because we're in the 2nd year of Yah's Shabbat of years, or Sabbath of years, or week of years. We're in the 2nd year, but it's the 7th month. So it's the end of the year. So when the next year comes in, what year is that? It's the 3rd year. And it's something that goes on in the 3rd year. And if you go here with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the 26th chapter. And we'll begin reading in the 12th verse, where it says, and we start reading in Deuteronomy 26, starting at the 12th verse, and it says, when thou hast made an end of tithing all the tithes of thine increase, the 3rd year, which is the year of tithing, and hast given it unto the Levite, the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, that they may eat within thy gates and be filled. You see, some people think that you can't tithe in captivity because you don't know when the 3rd year is. Well, praise Yah and thank you, Yah, that he has shown us when this 3rd year is. And it's next year. Now what you gonna do? It's the 3rd year. It's the year of tithing. And then they tell you, what, are you supposed to tithe every 3 years? No, in the 3rd year. is when you tithe, which means when is the next third year? It's in 7 years. So every 7 years in the third year, you kept the tithe in your gates. But every year, you brought a tithe up to Jerusalem. And let me see if you could tell me when you think we ate and did this tithe. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 14th chapter. Start reading verse 22. When do you think we did this? Thou shalt truly tithe all the increase of thy seed that the field bringeth forth year by year. And thou shalt eat before Yahweh thy Elohim in the place which he shall choose, the place is named there, the tithe of thy corn, of thy wine, and of thine oil, and the firstlings of thy herds, and of thy flocks, that thou mayest learn to fear Yahweh thy Elohim always. When do you think we did that? When we had to tithe all the increase of our field that we bring in year by year. I tell you when you had to do that. You can't do it in the beginning. How do you know what the tenth is of what you brought in the beginning? You can't know because it's the beginning. You can't divvy out that tenth when you just started. You had to divvy out that tenth in the end. And Yahweh gave you a holy day that you had to bring up to Jerusalem, to the place where he put his name at, every year, at the end of the year, when you have brought in all your increase. That's the Feast of Tabernacles. And you bring up this tenth. And it said in verse 24, if the way be too long for thee, that thou shalt not able to carry it, or if the place be too far from thee, which Yahweh thy Elohim shall choose to set his name there, when Yahweh thy Elohim hath blessed thee, then thou shalt turn it into money, and bind up the money in thy hand, and shalt go unto the place which Yahweh thy Elohim shall choose, and thou shalt bestow that money for whatsoever thy soul lusteth after, for oxen or for sheep or for wine or for strong drink or for whatsoever thy soul desireth, and thou shalt eat there before Yahweh thy Elohim. And thou shalt rejoice, thou and thine household. And the Levite that is within thy gates, thou shalt not forsake him, for he hath no part nor inheritance with thee. And you see, just like with the law of the Feast of Tabernacles, you're supposed to celebrate with the Levite. Just like at the end of the year, when it's the Feast of Tabernacles, you're supposed to celebrate and rejoice before Yah with all your increase. And you think you're going to bring up all this increase and you're not going to honor Yah? And you don't got to make up a way to honor the Most High. You don't got to come up with some creative design of what you're going to do now to honor the Most High. So you can have a competition, the Honor the Yahweh competition. Who could do the best honor? No, Yahweh don't do all that. He gave everyone a simple thing to do. And that was give up his tenth. Because in what better time to do it than in the third time that you got to go see him? Because didn't we start out reading that three times in a year you shall appear before Yahweh? Well, of course, in this third time, it would just make sense that you bring this tithe. Why? Because the tenth is holy. And the tenth is in what order? The tenth is in the order of three. And the third is a holy order. And this is what you're to do. And this is how you honor the Most High, with this tenth. And this is how you thank the Most High. And this is how you praise the Most High. Because Yahweh is righteous. These are what the things that Yahweh teaches his people. And this will always keep your mind on Yah. It will keep your mind on Yah in mathematics and science. Look, don't you know raising cattle is a science? Being a husbandman is a science. Being a gardener, an agriculturalist, a man of the field is a science. Don't you know? Look at what your father, Yaakov, did. Let's go to the book of Genesis. And why do I point this out? I point this out because there's never an excuse to not have your mind on the Almighty. Mind is on the Almighty, then what excuse do you got not to praise him? And what excuse do you got not to thank him? In Genesis, I think we want the 30th chapter. In Genesis 30, we'll start reading at the31st verse. And he said, "What shall I give thee?" And Yaakov said, "Thou shalt not give me anything. If thou wilt do this thing for me, I will again feed and keep thy flock. I will pass through all thy flock today, removing from thence all the speckled and spotted cattle, and all the brown cattle among the sheep, and the spotted and speckled among the goats, and of such shall be my hire. So shall my righteousness answer for me in time to come, when it shall come for my hire before thy face. Everyone that is not speckled and spotted among the goats and brown among the sheep, that shall be counted stolen with me." And Laban said, "Behold, I would it might be according to thy word." Now, why did Laban agree to this? Because in Laban's scheme in mind, he's like, yeah, take all the spotted, speckled, and brown, because those are the ones with blemishes. And if you read Yah's scriptures, he tell you, don't bring nothing that has a blemish under him, because that's a sign of weakness. He wants the best. He wants the strong. He wants the best part. And anybody will want that, because we're made in Yah's image. So anybody will want the best part. But Laban, he's scheming, like, yeah, you could take all the weak stuff, because he's thinking, who's going to want all your spotted and brown and speckled cattle? And Yaakov removed in that day the he-goats that were ring-straked and spotted, and all the she-goats that were speckled and spotted, and everyone that had some white in it, and all the brown among the sheep, and gave them into the hand of his sons. And he set 3 days' journey betwixt himself and Yaakov. And Yaakov fed the rest of Laban's flocks. And Yaakov took him rods of green poplar and of the hazel and chestnut tree and peeled white streaks in them and made the white appear which was in the rods. And he set the rods which he had peeled before the flocks in the guts, in the watering troughs, when the flocks came to drink, that they should conceive when they came to drink. And the flocks conceived before the rods, and brought cattle, ring-straked, speckled, and spotted. And Yaakov did separate the lambs, and set the faces of the flocks toward the ring-straked, and all the brown in the flock of Laban. And he put his own flocks by themselves and put them not unto Laban's cattle. And it came to pass, whensoever the stronger cattle did conceive, that Yaakov laid the rods before the eyes of the cattle in the gutters, that they might conceive among the rods. But when the cattle were feeble, he put them not in. So the feebler were Laban's, and the stronger Yaakov's. And the man increased exceedingly, and had much cattle and maidservants and men servants and camels and asses. Because this is a science. Because, and what did Yaakov do with this increase? Do you want to know what Yaakov did with this increase? Go to the book of Genesis, the 28th chapter. Start reading at verse 20. It says, and Yaakov vowed a vow, saying, if Elohim will be with me and will keep me in his way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I may come again to my father's house in peace, then shall Yahweh be my Elohim, and this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be Elohim's house. And all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give thee the tenth unto thee. So, Yaakov knew what to do with his increase. He knew how to honor Yah with his increase. He knew how to get an increase. He praised the mighty Yah. He dedicated himself to the Most High. He honored him. And when he was blessed, he did exactly what he said he would do. He went to the place where Yahweh appeared to him. He thanked him, and he gave him a tenth. So, brothers and sisters, in this season, at the end of this year, in the Feast of Tabernacles, what are you going to do? Though we cannot celebrate this holy day in our captivity, you can remember what Yahweh has taught us and what we should be doing in this time, which is praising him and thanking him for this increase that he has blessed us with. Tomorrow is the Feast of Tabernacles, and it goes on for 7 days. And I hope that your holy season is concluded in a most mighty and beautiful way, that you are able to praise Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. For Yahweh is good, and his mercy endure forever. So we give thanks unto him, and we praise him. And until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do we at the house of Israel. Hallelujah.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trust in you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. Put shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim of my salvation, I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything and to every word spoken. You can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy and his love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy.